This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Soybeans are not the only option available for double cropping. Sorghum is another option that should really be looked at. One of the main reasons to double crop sorghum is weed control. If a herbicide was used in that wheat that won't work with soybeans, it might work with sorghum. And for some farmers, of course, sorghum has a much lower risk of dicamba drift from neighboring fields than non-dicamba ready soybeans. There are some important things to keep in mind when double cropping sorghum. Double crop sorghum should be earlier maturing so it can finish in time before the frost. Late planted sorghum also needs a slightly higher seeding rate as it won't tiller as much as earlier plantings. Nitrogen sorghum recommendations are often around 80 to 100 pounds of N per acre. This rate can be increased by 20 pounds or more if there is heavy wheat residue that can tie up nitrogen, unless an application method can be used to bypass that residue. Sorghum will also make use of the nitrogen in DAP or MAP fertilizer from fields deficient in phosphorus that wouldn't be as useful for soybeans. When it comes to yield, it can generally be expected that short-season sorghum will yield less than long-season sorghum. However, in some years, that might not be the case. In Kansas, the optimum planting date is in the early part of June, but planting date goals should be timed to avoid the hottest weather during flowering and still have time for the grain to fill before frost. If you need any information on late planting sorghum seeding rates or fertilizer recommendations, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.